This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for December the 21st. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Ephesians chapter 5 verse 17. It says there, "Therefore do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is." End of quote. I heard people complaining that they do not know the will of God. Had they known, they would have done it. Yet George MacDonald, a Scottish author and poet, said this, "Doing the will of God leaves me no time for disputing about His plans." End of quote. Elizabeth Elliot, a Christian author and the speaker, said this, "The will of God is a course you choose." End of quote. See, when you finish reading and listening to today's insight, you would have a basic understanding of God's will for your life. One of the easy ways to find out God's will is by reading the Bible verses that directly reveal it. It is not a rocket science to figure out God's will and start applying in our lives. Our today's Bible insight said, "Do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is." We do not want to be foolish, do we? 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 18 says, "Give thanks in all circumstances." Why? It says, "For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." Pretty straightforward, right? Now start putting this into practice and you start fulfilling the will of God. See, it does not say you should like or appreciate or enjoy all the circumstances you are in. Some circumstances could be painful and we may not appreciate it. However, God has a plan right in the midst of it. It's going to be a good plan. He is willing to walk with you and hold your hand through all of it. Therefore, you can thank Him for all circumstances. You see, He looks at the big picture we do not have yet. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 verse 13 gives another will of God. It says, "For this is the will of God, your sanctification, that you abstain from sexual immorality." End of quote. Now, if you are in sexual immorality, make a U-turn from it and turn to the Lord. He will help you to overcome it. Then you have done the will of God. 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 15 says, "For it is God's will that by doing good you should silence the ignorant talk of foolish people." End of quote. And the context there from verses 11 to 14 says, what is meant by doing good that fulfill God's will? It says abstaining from sinful desires, which always war against your soul. Living a good and honorable life among whom you live. Submitting to every human authority, because God placed authority in to punish who does wrong and reward who does right. And those are the things listed there. 2 Peter 3:9 says, "God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance." You see, God's will is that you should repent and turn to God so that you would not perish. You see, repentance is not a bad term. It's a good term. Turning to God and repent brings fresh blessings and favor from Him. Alternatively, the absence of repentance and turning to God brings destruction. Jesus explained the will of God, and it is recorded in John chapter 6 verse 40. It says, "For this is the will of my Father, that everyone who looks on the Son and believes in Him," means Jesus Christ, "they shall have eternal life, and I will raise them up at the last day." End of quote. Listen, everyone who looks on the Son and believes in Him, that means Jesus Christ, they will have eternal life, and I will raise them up at the last day. It is the will of God that you should look on His Son, Jesus Christ, and believe in Him, so that you will not perish, but have eternal or everlasting life. Now, there are a few other direct Bible verses about God's will so that we can begin doing His will immediately in our lives. But these are some of the basic things that you can keep in your mind today. Now, because you know the will of God, would you do it now? Start doing it. Start practicing it. And there are also commands, principles, and counsels that reveal God's will in the pages of the Bible. As you grow in the knowledge of God and the Bible, you will get more knowledge about the will of God. The more we read the Bible and give careful attention, the more you will discover the will of God for our lives. Got a moment for today's prayer? Pray with me. Father in heaven, I thank you for talking to me, that I understand few of the will of God that revealed in the pages of the Bible today. I want to apply those in my life. Lord, help me apply those in my life. I know you do not want me to perish. I know you want me to find eternal life in your Son, Jesus Christ. Therefore, I repent and turn to you in prayer and believe Jesus died in my place for my sins and he rose again for me. I look at Jesus on the cross and accept him as my Savior and Lord today. In Christ's name I pray, Amen. May the love, presence and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May his name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.